This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's head down to Shell Beach and talk to Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina, where we get fishing reports and gnat alerts. Robbie, what's going on this week? Man, I heard from a lot of people fishing was pretty tough this week. How'd they do down there?
Well, I tell you, Don, it wasn't that bad down here. I've seen a lot of fish come across the dock and on the table here this week. So this past week, anyway. So I tell you, things are starting to look a little bit better. It did make things a little bit tough. We had this neat tide where we had two tides a day, not a whole lot of tide movement. But I tell you, man, yesterday was pretty good. I seen some nice catches of trout come across the table. You know, I saw some, you know, that was over on the backside of this Hopedale over here, kind of around Machias and Lake of Two Trees and, you know, Lake O'Keel area. I had some really nice catches come out of Lake Robin the other day, by Bayou Robin that way. Saw some nice catches of redfish and drum over here in the Ship Channel, going up the channel. We've seen some being caught in Duluth Canal, which was just required some dead shrimp on the bottom. And I tell you, it was a pretty good week. Yesterday, the guides that got to get out went over to down to the Long Rocks, and man, they went out there and did that meat run with them sheephead, and it was, you know, a table full of fish. So, you know, yeah, I think things are starting to turn around, Don, you know, all the way around for trout and, you know, everything else. So, hey, today's your day to fish, like I always say. Come on down, hook the left at the bridge, and come on and see us.
Yeah, you mentioned an awful lot of territory there. There's fish starting to show up in a lot of different places, and that's good news. Of course, we got warm water temperatures for this time of year. You know, I mean, I would say it's probably in the mid-70s, which is unusual for being this early in the spring, and looks like we got some more of that stuff coming, too. We got a front coming tomorrow late, I believe, and then, you know, we're going to have some real stiff winds. You know how the deal goes. It starts and moves around to the west and then eventually come
oh,
north.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same deal until you get to the summertime, and then every day seems to be the same. You know, you could write the forecast for several months. Yeah, hot and a chance of rain, you know. But anyway, what's the gnat alert report? How were the gnats treating everybody this week? Did they ease up a little bit?
Yes, they did. They weren't too bad. In the morning, it's just mostly in the evening time. But I tell you, these damn things will eat you alive down here if you're not expecting it. I always and this time of the year, I always say it. I know it's 70 degrees. The girls want to wear shorts, but look, don't do that. Wear leggings. Wear something that you're not going to get eaten up. Wear pants, because long sleeves, because you know you never know when these gnats are going to come out. And yeah, you gotta protect yourself. So, you know, and they've been bad. I'm not gonna kid around. It's not been too bad in the morning. It's just been more in the evening time than, you know, right before dark. And most people are gone by that time anyway. But but you never know when they're gonna show up. I mean, if you got a kind of foggy morning, you know, you got a little bit of, you know, like 68, 70 degree morning. That's the perfect recipe for them. I'm not saying that they're going to show up here today, because I don't know, but I'd find out at daylight, I'll guarantee you. But I wear the protective clothing just to be safe.
Yeah, and I would suggest wearing some boots instead of open-toed sandals, because you might be covered up head down to the feet. But if you got sandals, they're going to find their way in there. What about shrimp? I got somebody wanting to know about live shrimp. I know you've been looking around trying to get them.
My son Zach went. Thursday and Friday. Today's Saturday. And we had some, but they're just about sold out already. You know, I got a bunch of charter captains here, and we're about sold out. So if you want live shrimp, I don't believe I'm going to have them for maybe another 15 minutes, maybe. So and there's a line back there already. So I don't think that's going to last long. I think Sweetwater had some. Eddie Pinto's on Parish Road had some, and I heard that Bait Inc. had some. So make some phone calls, you know, people, before you're coming down here if you want to fish with live shrimp, because not many people have them. And and I know the ones that we got, we're about to run out. So don't bank on these. So, you just don't get many this time of the year.
Right. It's a day-to-day thing. Robbie, during the week, if somebody wants to call in advance to find out if you got them before they make the drive there, they might be able to stop a little bit closer up the road and get some and then come launch. What's the best number to reach y'all at the marina?
You could call us at area code 504-239-6377, or you could call us at area code 504-239-5165.
All righty. Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate your reports every week. Stay away from them gnats, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, Robbie Campo. Campo's Marina. What a great place down there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.